Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Dave, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, man, at the 12th Hour in the Elgin, Texas. And this is January 28th, 2023, or it's the 7th day of Adar, 2026. We will start our first service on this 7th day, Saturday, with a sermon called Mount Zion at the 11th hour, number two of Tract 8 Vitihala. We're going to continue on with our sermon. The way of the cross leads home. I must needs go home. By the way of the cross, there's no other way but this. I shall never get sight of the gates of life if the way of the cross I miss. And the way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It's sweet to know there's a wondrous God. The way of the cross leads home. I must needs go on in the blood-sprinkled way, the path that the Savior trod. If I ever climb to the heights sublime, when the real soul is at home with you, the way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It's sweet to know it's far with God. The way of the cross leads home. And I bid farewell to the way of the world, to walk in it nevermore. For my house has come, and I see my home, lay waste at the open door. The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It's sweet to know that I'm with God. The way of the cross leads home.
We're on page 24. This is our second part of it's just our second part of this Mount Zion at the 11th hour as we got into it. Although the marking and the slaughter, Ezekiel 9 includes only the church, Judah and Israel, they're hurting by their winds, and hurting by the angels. Revelation 7 includes all of the world, both and the earth. And the sea, each of which is indicative of a different locality. The sea and the realm of the nature, the storehouse home of the waters, is therefore in the realm of the symbols of the birthplace of the nations of the old country, or in the old country. For the earth, as the opposite of the sea, is correspondingly a domain away from the old country, and that would be Europe, Britain, England. It is located unto the John and the symbol of the two-horned beast is coming up, not out of the sea from you, but out of the earth. So, the earth and prophecy is the United States. And so this two-horned beast is what's the symbol of our government as it's operating today, which is a two-party system, Democrat and Republican. Okay, and the symbol of the two-horned beast coming up, not out of the sea, but out of the earth. Revelation 13:11. For the only place where trees naturally grow, and as according to Daniel 4:20-22, trees are figurative of the rulers. Therefore, the trees in this instance represent the ancient man before the house. Ezekiel 9:6. A fact which reveals that in this period the church's headquarters are in the two-horned beast's dominion of the new world. The earth, in the light of the clear-cut facts before us, we see that the main object of the ceiling, marking of the servants of Yahweh, is to cleanse the church from sin and sinners so that she may be able to stand strong against the image beast in the time of trouble, and that when this purifying work is completed, it shall come to pass that he that is left in the Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem, when the Yahweh shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of the Jerusalem from the mixture of, by the spirit of the judgment, and by the spirit of the burning, Isaiah 4:3-4. When this special work of the purification of the putting away of sin among Yahweh's people, putting away of sin, is accomplished, then the church is to enter upon her final conflict. Fair as a moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners. She is to go forth into all the world, conquering and to conquer. For the Great Controversy, page 425, Prophets and Kings, page 725, and the Yahshua will create upon every dwelling place of the Mount Zion at the 12th hour. That's who we are today, tribe of Judah, house of David, everlasting kingdom of heaven. Daniel 2:44-45, that is set up by his son, Yahshua, and upon the assemblies a cloud and a smoke by the day and the shining of a flaming fire by the night, for upon all the glory shall be a defense, and there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime, from the heat, and for a place of the refuge, and for a covert from the storm and from rain. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Yahshua, the Son, and thou shalt be called sought out as a city not forsaken, Isaiah 4:5-6, 62:12. For the whole, for the entire church acting as the one, blending in the perfect union, is to to be a living, active missionary agency moved and controlled by the Holy Spirit. All that the apostles did, every church member today is to do. His workers will then see eye to eye, and the arm of the Yeshua, Yahweh, the power of which was seen in the life of Yeshua, will be revealed. Testimony, Volume 8, page 47. Volume 7, page 33. Volume 9, page 33. Then it shall come to pass, saith the Yeshua, that I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Yahshua. Say to Yahshua, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes, for I will take you from among the heathen, and get you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all of your idols. Idols. Will I cleanse you? For a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land that I gave unto your fathers, and ye shall be my people. And I will be your Yahweh. I will also save you from all of your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn, and will increase it, and lay no famine up on you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of the famine among the heathen. Then shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourself in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abomination. Not for your sake do I this, saith the Yahweh. Be it known unto you, and be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. This saith the Yahweh. And the day that I shall have cleansed you from all of your iniquity, I will also cause you to dwell in the city, and the waste shall be built. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, this is Yahshua talking to the son, and that's build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Yahshua, have spoken, and I will do it. Ezekiel 36:23-36. Again, in the cleansing of the temple from the world's bowels and cellars, Yahshua announced his mission first, to cleanse the heart from the defilement of sin, from the earthly desires, the selfish lust, the evil habits that corrupt the soul. Okay, it says, and second, to cleanse the entire church from the sin and sinners. As twice, once in the closing of the Baptist proclamation of the kingdom, and then the opening of the gospel dispensation at the beginning of Yeshua's ministry and once at the close of his work and at the opening of the apostles' special testimonies to ministers number 7, page 54, he cleansed the temple from the unholy practices by which the Jews had desecrated it, John 3:15-16, Matthew 21:12. 13. He thereby twice gave warning and typed it also in the closing of the apostolic dispensation. And a typical apostolic dispensation, he will twice cleanse his church once at the sealing of the first fruits of the 144,000, and again at the sealing of the second fruits, the great multitude. Revelation 7:1-9. Okay. Since both of these cleansings, moreover, took place at the feast of the Passover, and since too, also, all who had not sanctified themselves sufficiently, 2 Chronicles 30:3, Exodus 12:3-6, were forbidden to participate in the Passover in the first month, but were permitted to prepare for it and to celebrate it in the second month. Numbers 9:11-2, Chronicles 30:13. Thereby is typified the purification of the church in the two sections. This showing still again that there are two gatherings, two sealings, two separations, two companies, first fruits and second fruits, for the further treatment of the two sealings, see our tract number 1, pre-11th hour extra, and for the antitype of the Passover, the Shepherd's Rod, volume 2, page 256. There must be, says the spirit of the prophecy, a cleansing of the institutions similar unto the Yeshua's cleansing of the temple of old. It is written, saith Yeshua, my house shall be called the house of the prayer, but ye have made a den of thieves. There are in our institutions today transactions similar unto those that take place in the temple, of course, in the Yeshua's time, and all heaven is looking on, for Yeshua will work for the purifying of his church. I tell you in the truth, the Yeshua is about to turn and overturn in the institution called by his name. Just how soon this refining process will begin, I cannot say, but it will not be long deferred. He whose fan is in his hand and cleanses the temple of its moral defilement, he will thoroughly purge his floor. Brethren in responsible position, September 1895. In the parabolical preview of the purification of the church, Yeshua declared, for the angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, Matthew 13:49. Take away the wicked and leave the good. Whereas in the Revelation addressing his own in Babylon, he says, come out of her, my people, Revelation 18:4, calling the righteous out and leaving the wicked in. The former are purified by the wicked being cast out from among them. the latter by their being taken out from among the wicked. Also, there are two distinct parables of the talent. Matthew 25:15-30, Luke 19:13-27, both of which pointedly enter the picture in its present setting. In the one are three servants, and the other ten servants. But this significant difference shows that the former has only a local application, whereas the latter has a worldwide application, incidentally showing, as does the Shepherd's Rod, Volume 2, page 85 and 86, that in the Scriptures, number 10 stands for the universality and number 3 for the Trinity and the Church. But as I said before, I don't believe in that word Trinity. It should be applied in the Scriptures at all for any reason, because the Catholic Church have taken that word and they have made a false doctrine of the three-in-one person of the Godhead, which is nothing but a symbol for the mark of the beast. And we know that there's no three persons and one in the Godhead. According to the established written word of the Scriptures, these unalterable truths of the type and parable and the word of his testimony brings us face to face with the volume reality that we are come unto the time of the antitypical Passover. That's the Ezekiel holiday. He was saying back in 1937 that they had come to the place of the antitypical Passover. And we know the antitypical Passover for the house of Esau at Gilead Center took place in 2002. And the cleansing of the temple, well, that was part of the cleansing of our temple today, was the separation of the idolaters from the non-idolaters. And Brother Johnson, the ancient man for the house, the minister, the prophet, he was leading out in the idolatry of his family and in his home and in the church. And so his antitypical Passover took place in 2002, and by the atonement of 2002, Brother Johnson was purged out, because he didn't come to the Passover of 2002. And to the harvest of the world, for the great and dreadful day of the Yahshua. Okay, the Spirit of the Yahweh bids us with the awful solemnity. Get ready, get ready, get ready. For the fierce anger of the Yahshua is soon to come. His wrath is to be poured out unmixed with the mercy. And ye are not ready. Rend the heart and not the garment. Early Writers, page 119 by A.G. White. Oh, let no one be misled into thinking that after the close of the probation, or after the second coming of the Yahshua, after the sinners in the world have been destroyed, Yahweh's church that shall attain unto the exalted standard of the character and for the high office appointed of the heaven and be purified from sin and sinners. On the contrary, in that day before the sinners and the world have been destroyed, says Yeshua, will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. And it says all people means all races of the world. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. Though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it, and that day shall Yeshua defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is a feeble among them at that time shall be as the David, and the house of the David shall be as the Yahweh, as the angel of the Yahweh before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek for the destroying all of the nations that come against Jerusalem. In that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Yeshua, and the pots in the Yeshua's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Yeshua of the host. That means the whole country of Judah has a hill, and the whole headquarters, capital in Jerusalem. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seize therein, and in that day there shall be no more of the Canaanite in the house of Yeshua the host. Zechariah 12:3, 8-9. Zechariah 14:20-21. These verses expressly declare that the church will be as Yahweh, as the angel of the Yahshua before them. During the time of trouble, when the nations shall gather against her, and the Yahshua and the vengeance shall then smite them, probation still lingering while this sequence of the events takes place, all they that sacrifice an act which is performed before the close of the probation shall therefore be holy, and there shall be no more of the Canaanite, that's the Palestinians, the Egyptians, in the house of the Yeshua. Every true Bible student knows that the church must reach this purity of heart and character and composition, not after, but before Yeshua's mediatorial work is finished, and before the sacrifice has ceased. Such students know also that the Yahweh can neither manifest his great power, but defend them in the time in which all the people of the earth gather together against them, or nor bestow his spirit upon them as he did upon the earlier apostolics on the day of Pentecost. If there are sinners among his people, and if the entire church be not with one accord, Acts 2:11, clad in the armor of Yahshua's righteousness, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners, as was the apostolic church upon which the Spirit descended as a rushing mighty wind, Acts 2:2. Only those, says the Spirit of the Apostle, who have withstood and overcome temptation through the strength of the Mighty One will be permitted to act a part in the proclaiming of this message when it shall have swelled unto the loud cry. Review in Hell of November 19, 1908. Okay. He says, and that the loud cry fail not to sound on time or at all, those who do not overcome, those who have betrayed their trust, the ancient men, those under whom the Yahweh had given great light, and who had stood as the guardians of the spiritual interest of the people, must be removed. This is forcibly set forth by the prophet's illustration of the last work under the figure of the man each having a slaughter weapon in his hand. Testimony, Volume 3, page 266. Men, maidens, and little children all perish together. Volume 5, page 211. Confronted with the towering certainty of the Church's imminent purification, sealing, and subsequent glory, we hasten for the facing of the Church's condition just before the purification. What greater deception can come upon the human minds than a confidence that they are right when they are all wrong? For the message of the true witness, that's Yahshua, Revelation 1:5, finds the people of Yahweh in a sad deception, yet honest in that deception. They know not that their condition is deplorable in the spirit of Yahweh, while those addressed are flattering themselves that they are in an exalted spiritual condition. For the message of the true witness breaks their security by the startling denunciation of the true condition of the spurious blindness, poverty, and wretchedness. For the testimony so cutting and severe cannot be a mistake, for it is a true witness who speaks, and his testimony must be correct. Testimony, Volume 3, 252 and 253. Who can truthfully say our gold is tried in the fire, our garments are unspotted by the world? I saw our instructor pointing unto the payments or the garments of the so-called righteousness. Stripping them off, he laid bare the defilement beneath. Then he said unto me, can you not see how they have pretentiously covered up the defilement and rottenness of the character? How is the faithful city become an harlot? Thy father's house is made a house of the merchandise, a place whence the divine presence and glory have departed. For this cause there is weakness and strength is lacking. Testimonies, Volume 8, page 250. For the ancient men, there are those unto whom Yahweh had given great light, and who had stood as the guardians of the spiritual interests of the people, had betrayed their trust, These dumb dogs that would not bark are the ones who feel the just vengeance of an offended Yahweh. Men, maidens, and little children all perish together. Testimony, Volume 5, page 211. It says that it is difficult for those who feel secure in their attainment and who believe themselves to be rich in the spiritual knowledge to receive the message that declares that they are all deceived and in the need of every spiritual grace. For the unsanctified heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Testimony, Volume 3, page 253. There are many who do not have the discretion of the Joshua and who have no special duty for the searching out wrongs and for the dealing prominently with the sins existing among them. Let not such hinder those who have the burden of this work upon them. Let them not stand in the way of those who have the duty to do. Some make it a point to question and doubt and find fault because others do the work that the Yahweh has not laid upon themselves. These stand directly in the way for the hindering of those upon whom the Yahweh has laid the burden of the reproving and correcting of the prevailing sins that his frown may be turned away from his people. Should a case like the Achan's be among us, there are many who would accuse those who might act the part of the Joshua in the searching out of the wrong of the having of a wicked fruit fault-finding spirit. For the Yahweh is not to be trifled with, and his warnings disregarded with the impunity by a perverse people. For the Yahweh's displeasure is upon his people, and he will not manifest his power in the midst of them while sin exists among them and are fostered by those in the responsible position. Those who work in the fear of the Yahweh to rid the church of the hindrances and to correct the grievous wrong, that the people of the Yahweh may see the necessity of the abhorrent sin and may prosper in its purity, and that the name of the Yahweh may be glorified, will ever meet with the resisting influences from the unconsecrated. Zephaniah thus describes the true state of this class and the terrible judgments that will come upon them. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with the candles and punish the men that are settled on their knees, that say in their heart, Yahshua will not do good, neither will he do evil. For the great day of the Yahshua is near. It is near, and hasteth greatly, even the voice of the day of the Yahshua. As a mighty, the man shall cry there bitterly. As the mighty man. Let's do this again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. For the great day of the Yahshua is near. It is near and hasteth greatly, even the voice of the day of the Yahshua. the mighty man shall cry their bitterly. When a crisis finally comes, as it surely will, and Yahweh speaks in behalf of his people, those who have sinned, those who have been a cloud of darkness and who have stood directly in the way of Yahweh working for his people, they become alarmed at the length they have gone in the murmuring and in the bringing discouragement upon the cause, and like Achan, becoming terrified, they may acknowledge that they have sinned, that their confessions are too late and are not at the right time for the benefiting themselves, although they may relieve the cause of Yahweh, of the Yahweh. Those who have been nearly all of their lives controlled by a spirit as foreign unto the spirit of Yahweh as was Achan, will be very passive when the time comes for the decided action on the part of all. They will not claim to be on either side. Testimony, Volume 3, page 270-272. We have been inclined to think that where there is no faithful ministers, there can be no true Christian. But this is not the case. For Yahweh has promised that where the shepherds are not true, he will take the charge of the flock himself. Yahweh has never made the flock wholly dependent upon the human instrumentality. But the days of the purification of the church are hastening on apace. For the Yahweh will have a people pure and true, and the mighty sifting soon to take place, we shall be better able for the measuring of the strength of Israel. For the signs reveal that the time is near when the Yahshua will manifest that his fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. Those who have trusted to intellect, genius, or talent will not then stand at the head of the rank and file. They did not keep pace with the light. Those who have powered themselves, have proved themselves unfaithful, will not then be entrusted with the flock. And the last solemn work, a few great men will be engaged. They are self-sufficient, independent of Yahweh, and he cannot use them. For Yahshua has faithful servants who, in the shaking, testing time, will be disclosed to view. There are precious ones now hidden who have not bowed the knee to Baal. They have not had the light that has been shining in a concentrated blaze upon you, but it may be under a rough and uninviting exterior that the pure brightness of a genuine Christian character will be revealed. Testimony, Volume 5, page 80. For the foregoing series of statements shows that the church must be cleansed before the rest of the Yahweh's people are gathered. Out of all the countries, then in those days and in that time, I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, says the Yahshua. I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Joel 3, 1 and 2. But to be delivered from the captivity and to hear the Yahshua plead therefore his people, one dare not spurn now his pleading. For they say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him, and become another man, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers, yet return again unto thee, saith Yeshua. Lift up thine eyes unto the high places, and see where thou hast not been lain with. In the ways that thou hast set for them, as the Arabian in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withholden, and there hath been no latter rain, and thou hast a whore's forehead, thou refusest to be ashamed. Wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my father, thou art the God of my youth? Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith Yeshua. And I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith Yeshua, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity that thou hast transgressed against the Yahweh, and hast scattered thy ways unto the strangers under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice, saith Yahweh. Turn, O backsliding children, saith Yahweh, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and will bring you unto Zion, and I will give you pastures according to my heart. This is actually the Yahshua talking. I get off back on the Father, seems like, but this is the Yahshua talking. The Yahshua says, I will give you pastures according to my heart, which shall feed you with the knowledge and understanding, and it shall come to pass when you be multiplied and increased in the land in those days, saith Yeshua, they shall say no more of the ark of the covenant of Yeshua, neither let it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done anymore. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Yeshua, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, unto the name of the Yeshua, in Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart, for in those days the house of the Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers, Jeremiah 3:1-4 and 12-18. Howbeit saith Yahshua, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers unto the children, and the heart of the children unto their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Malachi 4:5-6. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Yahshua whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like the fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purify the silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, that's the priesthood, of the 144,000, the first priest, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the altar an offering in righteousness. Then shall their offering of the Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Yahweh, as in the days of old, and as in the former years. And I will come near unto you in the judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the idolaters, and against the false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling and his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith Yahshua the host. For I am the Yahshua, I change not. Therefore you sons of Jacob are not concerned. Even from the days of your fathers you are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return ye unto me, and I will return unto you, saith Yahshua the host. This is the Son. But you said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob Yahweh? Turn you, yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? And tithes and offerings, you are cursed with a curse. For you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith Yahshua the host, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke this devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the Yahshua and the field. Saith Yahshua of the host. That's the Son talking there. And all nations shall call you a blessed, for you shall be a delight some land, saith Yahshua the host. Your words have been stout against me, saith Yahshua. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against thee? You have said it is vain for the serving Yahweh. And what profit is it that we have kept his orders, and that we have walked mournfully before the Yahshua the host? And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that work wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt Yahweh are even delivered. He says, then they that feared the Yahshua spake often one unto another, and the Yahshua hearkened and heard it, and a book of the remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Yahshua, and that thought upon his name, and they shall be mine, saith the Yahshua of the host, in that day when I make up my jewels. That's 144,000, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth the Yahweh and him that serveth him not. Malachi 3:1-18. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not haste make haste. Judgment also will I lay unto the lion, and righteousness unto the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of the lies, and their waters shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with the dead shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be brought down by it, or trodden down by it, from the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For morning by morning shall it pass over, and by day and by night, and it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and a covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it. For the Asher shall rise up as in the mount Perazim, he shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now, therefore, be ye not mockers. And he says, lest your bands be made strong, for I have heard from the Asher of the host a consumption even determined upon the whole earth. Give your ear and hear my voice, hearken and hear my speech. Isaiah 28:16-23. As the Yahweh has promised that where the shepherds are not true, he will take charge of the flock himself. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 80. That's Yahshua talking. Ministers, Testimonies of Ministers, page 300, Jeremiah 3:17. And as the descendants of Jacob again becoming a kingdom, appoint unto themselves one head. Hosea 1:11. Appoint unto themselves one head. Hosea 1:11. David their king. Hosea 3:5. And seek the Yahshua, their Savior, their Redeemer. It is evident that the church, in the time of the loud cry of the third angel's message, will be a theocracy. That means they will be a civil and a religious government all rolled into one. This brings in our step this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour calling. It's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song.
Whosoever will. Whosoever did, it shall shout the sound. Send the blessed tidings all the world around. Spread the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may he come. Whosoever will, send the proclamation over veil and hell. There's a loving Father, cause a wonder whole. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever come need not delay. Now the door is open, enter while ye may. Yeshua is the truth, the only living way. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over veil and hell. is a loving Father, calls the wanderer home, to serve the world may come. Whosoever will, the promise is secure. Whosoever will, forever must endure. Whosoever will, is not forevermore. Whosoever will, may he come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over them hill. There's a loving Father, calls the wanderer home. There's a loving Father, calls the wanderer home.